I really don't think we have enough great listeners in this world right now because everybody wants to speak, but yet it's listening that really connects people with each other. If a message is not listened to and it's not received, there's no message at all, right? And as a leader, if you are a great listener, you create so much empathy and so much trust, and you actually get so much information out of your working environment. You extrapolate almost 10x amount of wisdom about your teammate or where the project is going. So let me draw you a spectrum of bad listening to great listening. And then I'm going to describe some tactical tips that you can apply to get to becoming a great listener. So bad listening, the worst type of listening, is when you're in a meeting with someone and you're on your laptop responding to Slack messages and email. You're completely not present. You're completely zoned out. And when you do that, people know. There's this tip that I received early on in my coaching career. Sometimes I'll get distracted by something. Sometimes it's not even a text message. It's just a thought. This coach actually told me, whenever you get distracted, tell your client right away, even when you're not on something, because people can tell. When you can acknowledge that you're distracted, it rebuilds the trust back up. Not completely, but a little bit. So if you're getting distracted in meetings, your teammates are not feeling respected by you. Please take a look at what some softwares you can utilize to close up all your Slack, close up all your Gmail, and help you be focused on the meeting and the person in front of you, virtual or in person. Even if it's Zoom, people can tell when you're up to something else. That's bad listening. There's like this mid-ground of listening that's you're trying to be present. You're not physically distracted by anything else, but your thoughts are somewhere else. You might be thinking about your dinner or this last meeting or someone that just recently pissed you off. People can tell that as well. So what I would encourage you to do in that situation, if your thoughts are getting you distracted, is use like a notepad. Before you go into a meeting, just jot down quickly all the things that are in your mind. You need to like dump out your working memory of things that you need to do or things that are bothering you. At some point, personally, I even had a worry list locked in my phone notes, written down all of my worries and my anxieties, the people that I'm mad about, and I just like close it, right? It's kind of like compost and trash for me. Now let's talk about what makes a great listener. A great listener listens on all levels: the words, the emotions, the body language, the energy in the room. It's core. This is a foundation of actually coach training. Coach training is sometimes very applicable to leadership training because you're effectively acting as a coach to your team members. So that's why I'm bringing that piece of knowledge here. How do we get to that level of great listening? Well, first of all, it's practicing listening to someone without coming up with your responses. I know that's hard and that's not always applicable, but you have to trust that you will have something valuable to say. If not, you can take a pause. But how do we give the person our full attention? And we're noticing their micro movements, and we're calculating and adjusting and compiling the information of what all of this means, and then we're presently responding to someone. When you're able to slowly move up to that point, then you're going to be a great listener. Your quality of your presence will simply calm people down or be a great gift to others. And that tip is try to practice listening without thinking about what's next. Empathy is a personality trait. And when you have that trait, you also have some skill sets. Listening requires empathy. Speaking requires empathy. And when I think about leadership, actually very, very helpful to have some basic coaching skill sets because coaching involves listening and some other things. So let me show you the three basic concepts about how to become a great coach in 60 seconds. So it takes three core principles. Number one being a great active listener, reflective listening, right? This is what we talked about with reflecting back what the other person is saying and really making sure that they're feeling that you're on the same page. The second part to it is asking great questions. Stay away from yes or no questions and ask more questions that start with what, how, why. This will help you find out more about the person's problem statement and where they're trying to go. And the third component of becoming a great coach is driving to the next step, driving to clarity. With that, what you're really giving people is a space to reflect out their thoughts and their feelings. You're giving them questions so they can expand on what they already know, and you're driving them to a different type of future. If you have the skill set as a leader, Can you imagine? You are going to encourage breakthroughs in everyone around you and help people become best versions of yourself. And at its core, that creates high-performing leadership teams and high-performing teams.